There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of getting weary and faint in our spirits because we are in a time of waiting. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God has forgotten about us, or He don't remember the prayer, or even remembering the promise that He gave us, because we still in that time of waiting. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing, you know what? I've been waiting long enough and I'm going to just draw back. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to continue to do this and I'm not going to continue to do that, because He forgot about me anyway, because I'm still waiting for that manifestation, waiting for that thing to take place, waiting for that thing to come to fruition, waiting for that thing to come into visibility. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency that, wow, we are in our time of waiting. We stop praying and we stop believing and we stop. And in the midst of all that waiting and all that endurance that we think that we endure anyway, there's going to be trials. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be tests. There are going to be people coming up against us and people saying this and reproaches and all manner of evil, even in the midst of us waiting for God to recompense that person or get revenge for me or reveal the truth. Or all this happens to us in the waiting. Now in our minds and in our thoughts, we start being tormented and afflicted even within our own selves in the midst of the waiting. What a time it is to wait. What a time it is to wait. Because what we don't realize and what we don't understand, we always want to blame the devil for this and blame the devil for that and believe that this is happening because of what I'm doing or what I'm not doing or what they said or what I did in the past. We get all messed up and get misconstrued in the midst of what? The waiting. In the midst of the waiting. We lose our confidence, our hope, our belief, our faith when you and all because we waiting and that time has not yet come to fruition. How long do we gotta wait? Then we start questioning God. We start questioning ourselves. But we never question the motive that we have when we question God. We never question any of all these things, because we are leaning to our own understanding while we wait. Then we get tired of waiting. And that's when we start drawing back. That's when we stop doing this and stop doing that and halfway do this and halfway do that. Now all the while we're supposed to be waiting with endurance, holding on to our faith. But how easy is that? Especially when we're being tried. Especially when things are coming before us. Especially when people are coming against us. Especially when things are being said about us. In the waiting. So that waiting is going to cause me to have to tolerate some things. I ain't got to tolerate that. I ain't got to put up with that. I ain't got to deal with that. We get to lean into our own understanding again. Not knowing. Again, while we in that time of waiting, it's for a purpose. So I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want y'all to write down all this stuff that's got you tormented and afflicted in your mind. and in your thoughts and waiting for the promise. Because in the waiting of a promise, we have to get to a place of endurance and tolerance and patience so that we might receive that promise. How's you going to get that promise when you're not even in the will or doing the will of God? I'm going to prove everything I'm saying. I'm going to prove it today. Dear God in heaven, we come to you and we just first of all want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. We thank you for saving, sanctifying, and filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for the blood. Because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would be. But we come to you on this morning, God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for even giving us a mind to even want to come into your sanctuary, Father God. Because there's some people who had a thought to come, Father God, and yet they drew back, Lord, when they should simply come into your house. Lord, we come into you and we want to thank you, Father God, for giving us that pressing power. We want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for putting it on our hearts, God, to come into your midst. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the food on our table, the clothes on our backs, the roof over our head, and even the cars you give us to drive. And even if we ain't got a car, God, we want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us favor that we may be able to get to and fro in the places and the things that we need to go and do. Lord, we come to you and we just want to thank you on today, Father God, for our families near and afar, husbands and wives now and to come, our children, our grandchildren, God. We want to thank you for even the ones that you allowed to make their transition, Father God, and give you those votes, and giving us time with them when they was here, Lord. We just want to thank you for the comfort and even for the hope on today, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the time, the trying and even the testing, God. We want to thank you for everything that you allow to happen in our lives, Lord, because there's a purpose for it, Lord, and we just want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for the courage that you have given us, God, to face some things, confess some things, release some things, let go of some things, God, and simply accept some things. We just want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for showing us ourselves and exposing these things that it's even down in the inside of us, Father God, and even naturally, Lord, and we are blinded to, Lord. We want to thank you for revealing that truth, Lord, that we may be able to endure and to impress. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch each and every individual in the sanctuary. Touch each and every one that's on the way. Touch the ones that need to come and won't. Touch the ones that desire to come and can. Lord, I'm asking you to touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up their hearts and even their minds, Lord, that they may be able to sell what the Spirit is saying to the church. And cap your angels in here, Lord, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, Father God, and keep us safe, Lord. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. You know us by name. You numbered our hairs, God. You even knew us even before we knew ourselves and was formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would come, Father God, and meet the needs of your people individually, because you know what each and every last one of us desire, Father God, and what simply we've been waiting on because of the promises that you have already spoken. Lord, I'm asking you right now to give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand, even in that waiting, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to let your glory train be in this place, God, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the entire foundation, around the entire perimeter, Father God. I'm asking you to swoon through here on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be gone. Let your purpose, your plan, and your will be gone into the lives of your people, Father God. Send your angels and dispatch your angels, Father God, that they may go and perform that thing that you have already promised. Lord, I'm asking you right now to consider every prayer that's on the altar, the ones that's even written down, the ones that's on the wall, the ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us, Father God, to get in a place of weariness and even doubt. I'm asking you to consider them, Father God, remove any hidden motives or any hidden intentions, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done in our lives. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. The Lord was dealing with me about the things that I spoke about before I started praying, because there's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of, while we are in waiting, we have thoughts of I'm tired of waiting. I don't want to wait no more. And we draw back. We start being or disregarding our own salvation and the things that God has already designed for our lives. The name of the sermon today is Growing Pains, P-A-N-G-S, Perfects Patience. We don't understand that. We don't understand that in our growing or our maturity, it's perfecting some stuff through that pain. Because sometimes it hurt while you gotta grow. Okay. When your wisdom teeth growing, don't it hurt? A baby could get so big in your stomach while it's growing, it start hurting because it need to come out. See, sometimes that pain is birthing something. See, we don't understand the growth and the maturity that God has for us because we are always stuck in the waiting. Why I gotta wait so long, Lord? Why I've been waiting so long, God? We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait because we've been waiting long enough. We don't want to wait because, now you done already promised me this, Lord, and it's been years or it's been months or that, or how long I got to be in this time. How long we don't really understand what's going on. Well, maybe I ain't doing nothing right. Now we want to belittle ourselves or downgrade ourselves or degrade ourselves. Then we want to segregate ourselves because, like he had me preach on a couple Fridays ago, we think or believe that we got to measure up to folk. Now all this is going on while we waiting. While we waiting. We waiting to see God's hand move. But we ain't seeing his hand move, but everybody else moving against me. I ain't seeing his hand move and everybody else talking about me. I ain't seeing his hand move and I've been you say be still and know that you are God. I've been still, but I still ain't seen you move. That all this stuff starts conflicting and tormenting us in our minds and in our thoughts, and it causes us to get weary. When is mama going to see? Mama can't really see what's going on. Daddy ain't there to see what's going on. And so then we start asking ourselves, well, why am I still waiting? I'm going to go ahead and move on because I know what God said and I don't doubt God, but I've been in this place of waiting for so long. So I'm just going to go ahead and move on and I'm going to do what I want to do and how I want to do that. Is that being in of God? No, it's not being in the will of God. It's being self-will. Why is it being self-will? Because I gotta wait and I don't want to wait no more. I've been waiting long enough. So then it causes me to get emotionally imbalanced. I get angry. I get mad. I get depressed. I start crying. I start thinking and believing I'm forgotten about. All this stuff. The name of the sermon today is Growing Pains. What is growing? It's to eventually have as a state of or quality. It's to become mature. Sometimes you got to mature in that time you are in. You got to mature in that season that you entering in. You got to mature and stop leaning to your own understanding, because as long as you keep leaning to your own understanding, the Bible says that you're going to draw back. I'm going to prove this today. You're going to draw back. You're going to stop doing this. You're going to stop doing that. You're going to halfway do this and halfway do that. You're going to want it. You ain't going to even have no desire to do it no more. Why? Because you've been waiting so long to see some results and you ain't seen none. So you ain't going to even have that desire. You ain't going to even want to do it. You're going to disregard it, and then you're going to sit there and be like, oh, well, it just is what it is. So you're going to accept it is what it is instead of what God is. Okay. What is pain? It's a sharp attack of mental anguish. It's the cause to have torment or hurt. growing pains. Sometimes when you are maturing, you are going to hurt. When you pray, Lord, teach me how to love, even in spite of, Father God, what they do, what they say, guess what is going to hurt you? That person that you was close to, that person that you thought was your girl or your boy, that person that you thought that they had your back or whatever, guess what? It's going to be some P-A-N-G-S going on in that relationship. Whether it's a friendship, a love ship, a sistership, a brothership. Is y'all getting it? See, it's going to be some pain going on there. So now I got to endure that pain because I'm waiting for my promise. I got to tolerate and have enough patience because I'm waiting on my promise. I'm not just waiting on my promise, but I'm waiting for God to step before me. You say vengeance is yours, so I ain't got to do nothing. I'm waiting on that, plus I'm waiting on my promise. So while I'm waiting on you to take vengeance, and you ain't took vengeance yet, and I'm waiting on my promise, so now I'm on the scale. Do I need to do something about this myself? But I'm waiting on the promise. I got to be in the will of God. I got to do the will. Because them thoughts going to come. The sin does not take place until you react to them. The sin does not come to fruition until you perform it. Them thoughts can come all they want to, but you got enough might and power in you to cast that thought down. It's your choice. Okay. Growing pains perfects patience. What is perfect? It's being entire without fault or defect. So while I'm maturing in the midst of my pain, God is perfecting something inside of me. He perfecting me in endurance. It's satisfying all requirements. It's to bring something to a state where nothing remains to be done. It's to make me better. It's to make me better. So while I'm hurting, I preach the sermon, breaking the broken. See, he got to break some things off of you in the midst of your brokenness, in the midst of your hurt, in the midst of them thoughts that you have. You're going to react on it, and you're going to draw back. Are you not going to do this? Are you not going to do that? Are you not going to? We're talking about growing pains perfects patience. That's what we're talking about. Because that maturity and that hurt is going to perfect some things down in the inside of you that's going to cause you to be patient. It's a capacity to endure what is difficult or disagreeable without complaining. Stop complaining about that pain. Stop complaining about that thing that causes you, or that person that hurt you so, or that thing that you saw that causes you to double look. See, sometimes we do a double take. Sometimes we do a double take in our lives because we can't believe in the midst of me doing all this waiting. Wait a minute. Hold it. We get to rubbing our eyes. Am I seeing right? Oh, hold on. Maybe I got some wax in my ear. Am I hearing right? What's really going on? Let's go to the book of James. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1. We're going to start at 1. My brother, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. So guess what was the first word that hit me and smacked me in the face this morning when he was talking to me? Fall. Fall. It's to enter as if unaware or as in stumble. It's to suffer ruin, defeat, or failure. It's to commit an immoral act. It's a downward slope. Girl, why the Lord put you in my face this morning? Yes. Yes. Wow. Instantly put you in my face this morning. What is the fall? It's to enter as if unawares, as in stumble. It's to suffer ruin, defeat, or failure. It's to commit an immoral act. It's a downward slope. There you go again. Now, this is our definition to what fall is. He said, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. And what is diverse? It's being a many and various kinds. So guess what? You're going to be tempted. Okay, what is temptation? It's the pressure to give in to a desire for easy or immediate pleasure. It's something that persuades one to perform an action for pleasure. Okay. Sometimes, baby, when you fall into those many different diverse temptations, you got to be, you know what? You trying to provoke me to crack your head. You trying to provoke me to say this or do that. See, because I got to mature at some point. So when we in a conversation and you say that word or you make that phrase, and I got to be mature enough not to just close my mouth, but to shut down my thoughts. Because there's going to be many different kind of temptations that's helping me. So how is that helping me? For you to be tolerable. For you to be patient. For you to learn self-control. For you to be able to control your thoughts. Because the Bible says that he wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. To transform something means to change it. So I got to change my thought while you're trying to provoke me to say something. I got to change my thought while I'm being provoked to anger, even when you're saying the truth. Because the truth hurt. That's a growing pain, right? The Bible says that the truth shall make you free. The truth hurts. How do the truth hurt? Because it's a word that is being spoken that is not a lie. And who and what is the word? God. So it's going to come what? Quick and powerful. It's going to knock you. It's going to hit you. It's going to go in and cut, and not at one place at one time. So stop thinking that all these diverse temptation is going to be one thing at one time. You know what? The Lord dealing with me about this, and now he bringing this and telling me. He already done told me I'm doing this wrong. In the midst of him telling me I'm doing this wrong, he telling me I'm doing something else wrong. I ain't going to never get it right. Then we draw back. Oh, bad with that. Because God is, I'm going to say this, versatile. He wants you to mature in many areas. Because you cannot mature in one without the other. So if it is one area or one place that is real sensitive, guess what? That's the area that you're going to have diverse temptations in. That's the area that he got to work on the most. How? Why is he doing that? Because he got to perfect it. He got to perfect that area inside of you because it's causing you to go to hell. I'm approving. Listen to this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. What is trying? It's severely straining the powers of endurance. It's teaching you how to endure. It's teaching you how to tolerate some things, even if it's true. Because the truth will make you want to lay hands on folk. And I ain't talking about Hakuna Matata. No worries, no. I'm worried about what you said, so I'm finna let you know how it's tormenting me. I ain't talking about in the name of Jesus. It make folk want to lay hands on you physically to hurt you. It make them want to say some things to hurt you. Why? Because you didn't hit a sensitive area. You didn't hit a sensitive area until not only do it make them want to do them things. So this is what, you know what, I'm not going to do that because that ain't got away, but I'm still thinking. And then I start drawing back because of what was said and what was did, even though it was the truth. And I know it was the truth. Listen to this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I already read what patience is. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What is entire? Making whole, complete, assured in it. That is what that is. And if any of you, I'm going to back up a little bit. Because I know I'm getting ahead of myself. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It's a lot of times in the inside of our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing a certain other thing because we have to wait. In our waiting, it causes us to think this. In our waiting, it causes us to act this kind of way. Because I've been waiting, Lord, and I'm waiting on that promise. I know that you done already told me, and I know that you done already said that you was going to bring these things to fruition. But even in the midst of you doing these things and me waiting, I'm just going to be flat out with you, God. I'm tired of waiting. I don't want to wait no more. I'm tired of waiting. So in the midst of you telling him and being honest, because it's okay to be true with God, he wants you to endure. He wants you to have some patience. He wants you to be able to tolerate some things. Because in the midst of me waiting, God, I don't want to forfeit my promise. I don't want my promise to be delayed. And I sure do not want my promise not to come because of me doing what I want to do. So I got to make sure that I'm not being self-willed. I got to stay in the will of God. Now in the midst of it, I'm being tormented, I'm being slandered, I'm being afflicted, not just in my body physically, and I got some aches and pains and I need some medicine, but I'm being afflicted by the one I love. I'm being afflicted by the one that say they're my friend. I'm being afflicted by these words and these lies and these stuff. I'm being afflicted by all these stuff. And then I'm being reproached. People are reproaching me. So I'm just trying to figure out, Lord, what are you trying to teach me concerning endurance and patience in my waiting? I'm tired. And that's just being real. I'm tired of waiting. You told me that you was going to make sure that I had everything that I need. But is it a need or is it a want? Because he already made sure you had everything you need. You just want a little bit more. So this is why he say, stop complaining so much. We complain about our situation and the time that we are in, not understanding that he is preparing us in this time for our next season. We can't enter into that season until we first run through this time. And I'm going to prove it to you. Let's go to Hebrews. He was talking about patience, right? Hebrews chapter 10. Listen to this. We're going to start at verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. What is to illuminate? It's to enlighten spiritually or intellectually. It's to make things clear. It's to make plain or understandable. Now, you understand any and everything that has been taught to you that you got to endure, that you got to have patience. You know? So in the midst of it, you have been illuminated. So you are endured. You have endured a great fight of afflictions, partly, not in totality, pay attention, partly while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. And what is a gazing stock? A gazing stock is when, just say for instance, we be quiet. In the midst of it, somebody walk through that door and I say something to them. Everybody gonna turn around and walk. That's bringing attention to you. That's bringing attention. So you are becoming a gazing stock. Pay attention to this. Pay attention. This thing blew me this morning. Y'all just don't know. Listen to this. Partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, because you're going to get it. People are going to talk about you. Listen to this part. And partly while you became companions of them that were so used. The devil will use people, or God will use people in the midst of your reproaches and your afflictions. So in other words, it could be somebody who you're close to, baby. It could be your best friend. It could be your husband. It could be your very kid that they will cause you to become a gazing stock. And this is what causes you not to want to wait for that vengeance. Listen to this. Listen to this. Whoa, this day ministered to me this morning. Listen. For ye had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joy fully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. You need to have that patience. So this is why he is using that person that's close to you to afflict you, or reproach you, or talk about you, or lie to you. He's trying to teach you how to have some tolerance. And in the midst of it, listen to this. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, Did y'all get it? Because I said all this stuff before I gave y'all the scripture. After you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So I'm not going to forfeit my promise because you are trying to provoke me or being used to provoke me. Now, the devil ain't got nothing to do with it. God is using you to provoke me or trigger me to see what I'm going to choose to do. So what I'm going to choose to do? I'm going to choose to do the will of God. Why I'm going to choose to do the will of God? Because I want my promise. I want my promise. He promised he was going to make me a billionaire. I want it. I'm not going to hit it. I want it. He promised me that I'm going to be married. He promised me that I'm going to do this. He promised me that he promised me he was going to save my children. I want my promises. So I'm going to do the will of God. And what is he teaching me in the midst of it? Because y'all got to pay attention to what the name of the sermon is. Y'all got to pay attention to what the name, what's the name of the sermon? Growing pains perfects patience. So you're going to hurt a little bit in the midst of your maturity. In the midst of your maturity, he's trying to teach you how to be tolerable with one another. Because we got to have some kind of character. We got to have some kind of integrity. We need some type of morals. So in this time, he is teaching me how to forgive the unforgivable. I got to have patience to be able to forgive the unforgivable because they keep on, what you say, poking the bear. They keep on lying. They keep on doing the same old stuff or not. Because when we are in expectation for something and it is not being done, or here it is, we could be in conversation and then you ask me something and then I say one thing, but you was expecting to say something else. It triggers you. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say that. Stop expecting so much from folk. Because it'll cause you to want to draw back. I'm finna prove it. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. So you ain't got to worry about getting no doggone revenge on nobody that's doing something to you. You could simply just be quiet, be still, and let God be God. Let me tell you something. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Lord. And you, it's in this right here. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. So while you waiting on that promise, your confidence is so high in God because you are in his will, or quote unquote, doing his will, that he ain't going to tarry. In the what? Waiting. In the waiting. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. And what's perdition? Hell or eternal damnation. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So all you got to do is just simply believe. But we can't. Because so many different things happen to us. And so many different trials and tests. But it's all to work patient inside of us. Let's go to this last scripture that I got. And it's 1 Peter chapter 4. And I'm going to start at verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. What is fiery? It's easily provoked or irritable. It's being in an inflamed state or condition. So this is all the stuff that I talk about, and I'm just giving y'all scripture because I don't want y'all to think I'm just making this stuff up, because I'm not. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when, that's the next word, that when I say the word when, smack me in my face this morning. And let me tell you. He said, tell them what when mean. When definition is a what time? At or during which time? And what did he say? There's a time and a season. So I said, okay, Lord, let me read that again. He said, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory, that at the time his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Wait. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of the glory of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. So think it not strange when you being tried and your patience is being perfected inside of you. Yeah, people going to talk about you. Yeah, they going to lie about you. Yeah, they going to say this and they going to say that. You just stay in the will of God so that you can get your promise. I'm not going to forfeit my promise because you trying to provoke me. But what? We got to put on the spirit, man, that we may be able to recognize that they are not trying to provoke me. And it's not that they don't like me. It's just that God is using them because he loved me to make sure that I ain't wanting for nothing. What do it mean being entire? Not lacking absolutely nothing. So if my patience is being perfected through my pain, I got to learn how to mature when things ain't going my way, or people ain't talking the way I want them to talk, or the conversation ain't going the way I want the conversation to go, or they triggering me when they say this word or that phrase, or that thing is causing me to be on fire in the inside and making me want to lay hands on you, and it's not to pray for you. You see what I'm saying? It's perfecting some things down inside of me, because he got to make sure that while I am in this time, that he perfect me before I go into that season so that I won't self-sabotage the blessing. Is y'all getting me? So he got to fix me in this time so that when I walk into this season, there's nothing. All the incestuals is already doing. Everything is already lined up. What he said on Tuesday. It's aligned. It's already aligned. So that way, when this person say that thing again or do that thing again, it ain't going to provoke me or trigger me to act the same way. Because what? I have matured through that pain that I experienced before. That pain has caused me to mature to a point. Instead of me crying, I'm smiling. Like, oh, okay. That pain has caused me to mature from that thing that you say all the time, or the way that you act all the time, that is not making me think ill will towards you. I feel sorry for you. You know? See, it'll change some things, baby. While we thinking and believing that we've been in the waiting time, I'm not going to say season. I'm going to say in the time of waiting, that season ain't going to never come, because I've been waiting for so long. That's not the case. That's not the case. What I read, hold on to your confidence, which is your faith and your belief in knowing what God promised you. It's already done. I'm just waiting for it to manifest. I'm waiting for it to manifest, because in this time, he got to make sure he prepare me for whatever it is. Coming. Because I know it's coming. So I'm going to hold on to my confidence. Why do I know it's coming? Because I believe God. And I trust him. So in the midst of it, I'm not going to allow what he perfected in me to provoke me to draw back. I'm going to say that again. I'm not going to allow my thoughts to prevent me from moving forward. I'm not going to allow what you say and what you hear to make me segregate and degrade myself. I'm not going to allow what you do, because God is simply using you. I told y'all this maybe about a year ago. I say God revealed to me that he used certain people to perfect what's inside of you, and it won't hinder you. I'm going to say that again. God will use people. I just read it. People who are close to you, baby. to perfect inside of you that is essential to be pleasing in the sight of God. Did y'all hear that? Say it again. It's necessary. It's necessary for you to go through this. It's necessary that people talk about you. It's necessary that the truth cuts you. It's necessary. Because once that truth gets to cutting you, it's going to open you wide open. When I say wide open, baby, wide open, everything's spilling out. And it's going to hurt. Growing pains, maturity, pain, P-A-N-G-S, not P-A-I-N-S, P-A-N-G-S. That's something a little deeper than regular pains. It hurt a little more than labor pains. Them pains have birthed something out in the inside of you, baby, that you did not even think you were impregnated with. I'm telling you. You would not even be imagined. I'm telling you, the girl sung the song. If it wasn't for the beating and the pressing and the shaking, you would not have never known simply who you are and what God put down in the inside of you. So, Lord, keep on beating me. What did he say? My rod and my staff, they comfort you. So that rod is what is that? It's going to whoop you. It's going to. But his staff said, even in the midst, I'm going to comfort you, even in the midst of me whooping you. But we as people, we only listening to the whooping part, but we ain't listening to the victorious part. We ain't listening to the part that causes us to have a victory in our growing pains. Growing pains perfects patience, y'all. I'm telling you. You mature in your pain. If you do not mature in your pain, that means you are sitting in your mess. I'm going to say it again. If you do not mature in your pain, that means you're hindering your maturity. You got to grow. You got to grow in God. Through the pain. And the pain is in the waiting. How many of us been waiting and hurting in the waiting? People done hurt you. Folks that done lie. You done got all kind of pain. You done even got pain in your leg or in your heart. Why the Lord say the heart? Because let me tell you something. That's the easiest thing to break on us. Everything else that breaks on our body can be fixed by man or woman through surgery or anything else except the heart. When that heart get broken, I ain't say when it start beating funny. I ain't say that. When that heart get broken, baby, it's hard to fix that heart. And it ain't got to be broken because of love either. It can be broken because of loveless. It can. I'm just saying. Come on, y'all. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I ain't holding y'all all day. The name of the sermon today. Please don't forget it. Growing pains, P-A-N-G-S, perfects patience. It does. You gonna hurt. Stop holding that hurt against people. Change your thought process and the perspective of it. God may be perfecting something down in the inside of me. That's why, you know what? Maybe he tried to teach me how to love the folk even in spite of her. Because he said, oh, wait a minute, hold it. Maybe he trying to perfect me forgiving. Because he said forgive. How many times we supposed to forgive love? 7 times, 70 times, 70 times. Ooh, that's a whole lot of things. Maybe he's trying to perfect me in forgiving. We don't know. But what we do know is that we have to mature in that pain to be perfected in the waiting for him. The waiting for what? Him to keep on helping me to forgive. I'm waiting on you to help me to forgive, Lord, because it's hard. I'm waiting on you to, and then next thing you know, you're being tried again. Somebody else crossed you. So then, and then, baby, how many people you had crossed you? We talking about the loved one. I just read it. It could be your loved ones, your mommy, your daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife, dog, cat. My cat crossed me, y'all. Ooh, my cat crossed. I stood right up here in front of everybody and I said, you know what? If don't nobody else love me, I know my grandbabies do, and my cat crossed me. I got the proof to show it. My cat crossed me. So I drew back. See something? I just want to. I ain't give him enough chance. Hello. You gotta go, and you gotta go now. Okay. Isn't that how we are about one another, though? Think about it. Oh, I'm done. This is what we say. I'm going to feed them with a long-handled spoon. I'm not fitting. You know what? I ain't fit to do like I used to. I'm gonna be nice, and I'm gonna be. You know what? I'm gonna love them just as much as they love me. You know, I'm gonna do them just like we draw back. We do God like that too. In the midst of us waiting, I'm waiting for that person to change. I'm gonna God waiting on us to change. He never draw back from us. We draw back from him. He never draw back from us. No matter what he do. Let me tell you, and I gotta say this scripture. He said nothing will separate his love from us. So I don't care how sinful you are. I don't care how you think and believe that he'll never forgive you. I don't care how weary you get and how tired you get or keep on pressing. It is not him drawing back from you. You drawing back from him. It's not it. He said it. He said, you know what? I hate what you're doing, but I still love you. And I love you enough to forgive what I hate you doing, and I throw it in a sea of forgiveness. I need you to be patient so that I can work some things out of you that I may be able to work through you. See, we don't want to do that. Because I've been waiting long enough. He using them and he saying this to them and he doing this and he doing that. We sitting back patiently waiting on God to manifest a promise that he gave us. But we see everybody else getting their promises. And did you draw back? Is you in the will of God? I done read all these scriptures now. I done read all this stuff. I ain't making it up. Patience and endurance. Tolerance, self-control, peace. Peace. That's where my confidence in. Regardless to what's going on or how it is, I got confidence that he's a promise keeper. Now, that's where my confidence lie. I don't care how long I gotta wait. I just don't want him to do it without me. He ain't gonna put me on the back burner. I put him on the back burner. I put him on the back burner because I want her. How many times you been in your waiting season and waiting on God to do something for you or waiting on him to change a situation and all of a sudden you get to thinking this way and get to thinking that way, then it caused you to get mad. Then it caused you to go into a place of depression. Then it caused you to go into that, you know what, I'm not finna keep on waiting. You married and you and your husband are separated. So in the midst of y'all being separated, you waiting on God, and I already told you, I'm going to reconcile that. I'm going to do such, 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 such. And you steady waiting. You waiting on God to do what he said that he was going to do, and in the midst that he ain't did that thing yet. So while I'm sitting up here waiting, it seems like I ain't got no communication. Ain't nothing happening for me. So you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. So now you want a divorce because you tired of waiting. Now you... You know what? I've been waiting on the Lord to give me my husband. So in the midst of him giving me my husband, it's all kind of people that's trying to talk to me, or they're attracted to me, or they tell me that they do this. this and they do that and that. You know what? I'm just going to go out on a date and date. You know what? I'm tired of waiting because I showed shoes for a whole lot of years. Come on now. That ain't even in the will of the Lord. How you know? He say diverse temptations. So all kind of things is going to tempt you in many different ways, in many different areas. But are you going to stand strong? Are you going to stand strong? Because this thing right here is perfecting your patience. So I'm going to be patient. In a conversation with this guy. And he broke out and said, you know, I do want to remain faithful, but I am a man and you are a woman, and I'm just saying. And so I bust out laughing. I say, and this how we got to be conscious of what we think or how we think. I say, could you please be clear in that statement that you just made to me? Because in actuality, it would have offended me, because I already done told you that I ain't fit to lay on my back at no time and no point, and I've been waiting a whole lot of years real hot. Now I already done told you. So before I lean to my own understanding, just be clear about what you mean. Because I got to be transformed in the renewing of my mind. I'm not going to think what I think. Because I see that I'm being provoked to anger and to lose control or to act some type of way. I'm paying attention to what you're saying. And so in the midst of it, it was like everything that my thoughts wanted me to think was something totally opposite of what he was trying to say. So sometimes you got to pay attention to the devices, the diverse temptations that may come to you or be presented to you that you would not lean to your own understanding and be provoked to act or do a certain type of thing. Let me give y'all another example. You could be in a conversation with somebody and they could tell you or say you're a liar. Okay? In the midst of them saying that you are a liar does not mean that you lie about everything that you say. By saying that you are a liar does not mean that you lying about what we talking about. So the question is, to be clear, are you a liar? Yes or no? Yes. Did I say you were lying about what we were talking about? Yes or no? Did I? But because our thoughts want us to think something else, because this is always said or always done, it causes us to do what? Be provoked to defend ourselves. Or act some type of way, think some type of way. Oh, here's the kicker here. Drawback. Because we draw back on a lot of stuff. Growing pains perfects purpose. It perfects patience. How do it perfect purpose? Because he said there's a time and a season for every purpose under the sun. So the time and a season does not collaborate. They are two different things. At this time, God is perfecting some things inside of you so that in your season you can enter into it without forfeiting it, sabotaging it, or that. Y'all see what I'm saying? Provoking. provoking comes in many different challenges, many different ways, because it is the temptations that we have to endure. What is the temptation? I have to stop myself from being tempted, from thinking this type of way because of what you said and what you did. I have to stop myself, this is that self-control, from acting this type of way because of what was done. These are the temptations. Temptations is the endurance of it, not the falling of it. To fall under it, over it, or in it is to react to it. Are y'all getting it? The name of the sermon today: growing what? Pains, P-A-N-G-S, perfects patience. And patience, I just read it, is needed in all of us. It's needed in all of us. We have to be able to tolerate some things. We have to be able to tolerate some people. We have to be, because look at it like this. Did God ever give up on us as quick as we give up on one another? We give up on one another so quick. That don't mean subject yourself to the stuff, but face it and expose it. It's up to them to accept the truth. I'm exposing what's really going on, because that's what's going to make us be at peace. How? Because it's making us free. That truth is going to make us free. Are y'all getting it? Am I confusing anybody? The truth is going to make us free. So if that truth is exposed, I already accepted it. He showed it to me. Even if it was about me. And I am exposing it. And I am telling it. What is it doing for me, y'all? It's perfecting me in my waiting to what be delivered from it. To be healed from it. To be able to move past it. To be able to face it again when it's presented to me. I'm not going to be tempted to act the same way as I acted this time. It ain't going to just help me to have self-control, but it's going to give me a different perspective. And sometimes when you're dealing with people, understand this. They still ain't going to get it. Be okay with that. That's your choice. You choose not to get it. You choose not to act right. You choose not to talk right. You choose not to think right. Okay, I may not say that to you, but I'm thinking it because it's what? The truth. I can't say that to you because it may provoke you to, I'm saying it again, to want to lay hands on me. I don't want you to lay hands on me, because then I'm going to be provoked to lay hands on you. So if you lay hands on me, I got to try to have self-control inside of me so that I won't. Are y'all following me? It's all for the perfecting. It's perfecting all the stuff that God don't want inside of us. It's moving all this stuff out the way that we may be able, and I read it, what? Receive our promise. I want my promise. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I don't know how long that you're going to be in that waiting time before you enter into your season. But while you in that time of waiting, ask God to reveal to you the things that he wants you to learn. Because a lot of times he's teaching us stuff and we can't see it because of our emotional status, which triggers our thoughts. Our emotional status, it triggers our thoughts. Write down all these things. Because that waiting season, it hurts. It hurts. I'm still waiting on folks to give me an apology. And it hurts. It hurts because they know they owe an apology. They know they should apologize. But it hurts. Why do it hurt? It's not hurting me because they're not apologizing. It's hurting me because they can't recognize they need to do it. So I'm hurting for them because I read it. I don't want them to be eternally damned and going to hell. That's when we get to feeling sorry for folk. You get to feeling sorry for folk because they don't. Your entire perspective change in that person, and it'll calm you right on down. You'll be like, okay, man, it's fine. Be like Jesus. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, and help me to forgive. Help me to. Come on, y'all, write that stuff down, and then put it on the altar. And after you put it on the altar, stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. We believe that life is like a movie. Thank you, Jesus. Getting hard behind the scenes. He's working it out for you. He's working it out for you. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking, believing that it's all over with because it ain't done worked out yet. Because we still waiting on God to do something about it. We still waiting on God to change it. We still waiting on that promise. We still waiting. We still waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is something in the way. Don't fall apart. Remember, God does all. It's a lot of times we don't even know what he's doing because we can't see what he's doing. So we don't think he's doing nothing. So we tired of waiting on that too. Lord, you say you was going to save this person. You say you was going to do this. You say you was going to heal my body, Lord. You done, I'm still waiting, Lord. I'm not going to get discouraged though, because my confidence is in you. My confidence is in you, God. Thank you, Jesus. If you came in late, please listen to this sermon. He says so much. Even before we started praying, he wants us to understand. Don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. The promises of God is what? Yes and amen. There's so many promises that he has already manifested in our lives. And there's so many more that he's going to manifest in our lives. God is working it. Thank you for working it out, Lord. Sit back and let him work. The patience. The patience. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all take your time and write it down. Ain't nobody in no rush. The ones that's on the altar, please stop praying. Start praying for yourself. You know what God needs to do inside of you, how he needs to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let him work. He working in your life. He working some things out of your life. He working some things out of your heart that's hindering you. He working some things around you, in you, for you. Every kid in the sanctuary, please get on your knees. Y'all know how to pray too. I told y'all a couple Sundays ago that the Lord even hears a kid's prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Sit back and let him work. Pray and let him work. He'll work it right on now for you. He'll move some things right on out the way for you. Even in your way. Even in the waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't allow yourself to fall apart. Remember, God does all his best work in the garden. So many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we're not going to receive it because we're in that waiting time, that time of waiting. Remember, it ain't over until God says it's over. Dear God in heaven, we come to you on behalf of your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know each and every last one of us by name. You numbered our hairs, God. You even knew us before we knew ourselves and was formed in the very bowels of our mama belly. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross on today. Lord, you know each and every last one of these prayers that we put on the altar and the things that's down in the inside of our hearts, God, that we have not addressed, that we have not released, that we have not let go, God. I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the strength that we need, Father God, in the waiting for the promise. You would give us the strength that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the waiting of the promise for the purpose of it. Lord, I'm asking you right now to touch each and every last one of us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let us not go into that place of doubt, fear, depression, or sadness, or even anger, Father. But help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and count it all joy, Father God. Count it all joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we are being tried and we're being tested and we're being tempted, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up our understanding that we will not be in that place of thinking and believing, God, that it is going to be easy. You never said that it was going to be easy, God, but you did say that you would give us a way of escape, Lord. So help us even in our mind that we would be transformed in the renewing of our mind, God, that we would not look at things the same way, think things the same way, or even act or react the same way, even from our thoughts, Father God. Even in the midst of the waiting, Father God, strengthen your people in the waiting on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that in this time, Lord, we need to understand that we are in preparation for that season. Prepare us for that season, Father God, in the waiting. Prepare us, Father God, to remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God, that's even preventing us, Father, from even entering into that season. Oh God, hey! Oh God, we need your help, Lord, because we cannot do it on our own, God, because there's so many challenges, Lord. There's so many things that come to before us, Lord. There's so many people that come up against us, God. There's so many people, Father God, that even causing us to be a gazing stock. But Lord, you said in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your glory will be revealed on us, Lord. Help your glory to be revealed in our lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And not for show, Father God, but simply for manifestation. Lord, you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all the promises that you've spoken over our lives individually. You know, Father God, because you do not have amnesia, Lord. You don't have Alzheimer's, God. You do not have anything that caused you to have a memory loss, Father God. But help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand that in the waiting, Father God, that it's a purpose that we have to wait. And the waiting, Father God, causes us to go into a place of patience. And our patience must be perfected that we may be entire, Lord. And we will not be lacking nothing. We'll have all the spiritual tools that we need, God, that we may be able to be pleasing in your sight, walking in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Oh God, I'm asking asking you to consider each and every last one of these prayers on the altar, Father God. All the things that we outpoured unto you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And yet it's still some things that's down in the inside of our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that have not been addressed, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to expose these things, uproot these things, Father God, that they will not hinder us or either cause us to be self-sabotaging our own blessing, Lord. Continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and teach us to receive every blessing, Lord, that we may continue to press on, God. Help us not to get weary of faith, Father God, but give us the stamina and even the strength that we need to endure, Father God, to keep pressing, to keep praying, to keep fasting, to keep holding on. Because we know, Father God, that you are not a God that shall lie. Because if you said it, it's simply yes and amen, God. So let us stand on your promises today, God. Let us have that confidence in you on today, Father God, that we will not go into a place of anger. We will not go into a place of blaming you and making us or anybody else feel like you have simply forgot about us, Father. Because we are the Nabioko Sagnere. You are not the one to draw back, Lord. We are the one to draw back, Lord. We don't want to draw back, Father God, into our old ways and our old actions, God. That in this time that you are trying to purge out of us, Lord. Purge all this stuff out of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that easily and put us in a place, Father God, of hindrance and stumbling and falling down this slippery slope. And give us the peace and the clarity that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be directed in your way, in your will, your purpose, and even your plan, God, because we don't want to do anything, Father God, that's contrary to what you want us to do, Father God. But help us, Father God, to be in your will and stay in your will, Father God. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be entire, complete, whole, and fulfilled in you. Lord, remove any emptiness, any void that we may be carrying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all because we are in that waiting season. Lord, we are not alone, because you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us even into the very end of the world. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to shower down your spirit, shower down your glory, empower us and endow us, Father God, with your love, that we may know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that we can continue on and that you are with us even into the very end of the world. Oh God, I'm asking you to do what you do best, God, and that's simply seeing about us. I told you guys before that we all, every last one of us in here, was designed to be victorious. God would tell you your story all the way to the end, but he's not and has not told you what you had to go through to get there. He did not tell you all the stuff that you had to go through or even experience to get where he wants you to be. And please remember that growing pains perfects the patience. P-A-N-G-S. You have to mature in that pain to be perfected through patience. Father God, every prayer that we put on the altar, I'm asking you to consider removing any hidden intentions or any hidden motives, even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Jesus.
It's breaking. silent song for you.
In our lives, you guys, that we have a tendency of regretting some things that we have done. We regret these things and it causes us not to forgive our own selves. I regret I did that, or here's the killer right here. I regret I allowed them to do that to me. So now you're blaming yourself. On top of you blaming that individual. So we have to forgive ourselves. Guess what? It's in the past. You can't get it through over. You can't change it, and it don't not even exist anymore. But the enemy wants to deceive us and make us to believe that we are not worthy, or we can't get past it, or it's not over. It's over. It's over today. It's over today. Because what God is perfecting down in the inside of you, the enemy don't want you to see it because of something that happened, or something that was said, or something that was done. He don't want you to see it because he don't want you to have it. He don't want you to have it. But everything he tried to steal from us, we're taking it back today. Take it back today. Because you got that kind of power. You can take your joy back from that very thing and try to break you and put you in a place of sadness and destruction and depression. You can take your joy back in that, because you can look at it in a whole nother insight. You can look at it in a whole nother perspective. You can look at it in a whole nother eye. Don't allow these things to put you in a place way down here when God put you way up here. He put us way up here. He don't want us to stay down there, because if he did, he would not have ever sent his son Jesus. We were created to be victorious, y'all. That's why we were created. For his pleasure. His pleasure is what? That we all prosper, have good health. He wants our soul and our spirit to prosper. That's victory, is it not? We was created for that. Why do you think he say, cast all your cares on me? Because I care for you. That's victory. So you ain't got to care about what they care, what they say. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they ask. You ain't got to, because he said, cast that care at my feet. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So he let you know right there. You were created to have the victory. Why? He don't want your heart to be troubled about anything. So, in other words, you ain't got to have it so heavy on your heart that it causes you to break all the way down and you can't gather yourself. Because he say, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So you believe that I have a Father in heaven. But you got to believe in me as his son, because the Father sent the Son that you may be free. You believe God, believe me. So you ain't got to be troubled. He say, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Is that not that confidence I was talking about today? You got confidence inside of him and believing that he's going to handle it and take care of it. Even when folk messing with you, he say, don't worry, bitches, man, I get them. If somebody offends you, he say they might as well commit suicide. What he say? They might as well put something around in there and cast themselves in the sea. I'm just saying. We were created to be victorious. It's a scripture in the Bible, y'all. And search the scriptures in there that even said that the devil is going to be transformed when all this is over. Ha! Am I kidding? Ha! So we were all created to be victorious. You may not be able to understand it. You may not be able to even want to accept it, because it's hard to accept pain. Ha! We don't even want it when we're going through labor. Ooh, give me an epidural. We don't even want it when it's in our body. I'm going to the ER, y'all. So just imagine when somebody hurt your heart. You don't want to feel that. They say something to hurt your feelings. You don't want to feel that. But we got the victory in it all. I just read all the scriptures to prove it. I'm not making this stuff up. So I ask today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch us in our hearts and even in our minds, that we would not contain these things that provokes us into thinking and believing he forgot about. He forgot not now promise he didn't see it. Not now one. It's the waiting. The time in waiting. That waiting will shift us into a place of depression, sadness, or even anger. The waiting will put us in a place where we even feel defeated, y'all. Don't y'all know he undefeated? He has all the power in his hands. There's absolutely nothing that he can't do. But because we don't see him doing it, we forget the promise of him being able to do it. Help us today, Lord. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love.
You love me too much. You ain't for the
You love me too much. Excess love.
Oh, my mind.
Thank you for letting me.
Your waiting season is coming to a halt. Just hold on. Sometimes we could be right here at the point. Sometimes we could be right there and our feet touching the water, y'all. And we want to give up.
Thank you for loving me. What would I have been without you? You love me too much.
I'm not trying to make y'all feel good.
I promise you I'm not. It's going to come into manifestation. And you're going to know it was God. All his promises are yes and amen. Don't be deceived by what you see or even by what you hear. Because everything that you see and hear really ain't what it pertains to be. Even with your own thoughts. Don't be with your own self because of what you see and what you hear. Stop talking to them negative thoughts in your mind and in your heart. Because the enemy wants to use that negativity so that you will be distracted from the positivity. He wants you to get into that place of depression and sadness and doubt. Don't forfeit your promise. Because he said that if you doubt, don't expect anything. Is that not forfeit? I dare not forfeit the promises of God. Because they are simply yes and amen. Be patient in your waiting. The name of the sermon again. Growing pains perfects patience. That pain that you're in is causing you to mature during this time that he is perfecting you to tolerate, to endure, and to have patience. Don't y'all forget that. It's not a punishment. It's making sure that you are entire. You are whole. You are complete. You are fulfilled. He's turning you into a masterpiece. Something beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, every prayer that went forward, everything that was said, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word on today because we know that your word is true. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the courage, Lord, to bring these prayers to you, Lord, because you say come boldly into the throne. Not in pride, Lord, but we humbling ourselves, Father God, casting all our cares at your feet. Giving you every trouble, every worry, and every concern, every fear, and every tear. We releasing it to you on today, God. Because it ain't going to always be like this. Thank you for the perfection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for teaching us how to receive every blessing. Because that's what he's doing. He's teaching us how to get the stuff. Naturally and spiritually. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the completion. Thank you for simply being who you are. And that's just God. Open up the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge of your people that they may have the clarity that they need. To continue to move forward, Lord. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary. Come on. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. We thank you, Lord. Come on, thank him, thank him, thank him. Come on, somebody. Thank him like you already got it. Be in expectation for it. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let's give him some salutation. Clap them hands, y'all. Open up your mouth and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for what you are already doing. Thank you for what you think you are. He said, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Thank you for them thoughts, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You can depend on God. You may be seated if you want to. I know I'm excited and I get loud. Y'all modest to me. I get loud. I don't expect anybody to be loud like me. But I'm telling you, you just watch God and just don't doubt him. Watch what he do and how swift he do it. I just heard that. Swiftly. He made some promises, y'all. You could depend on God. I thank God for his word on today. Come on, one more time, y'all.
I
want
to clap. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, God. Come on. Oh, God, we thank you for that word. Thank you, God.
Said on today to encourage you guys. I hope it was something. Thank you, Jesus. Just know that you are a conqueror. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something said on today to encourage you guys that you would continue to just trust God, believe God, stand on his word. Please stand on his word. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offerings. Anybody need any? You've been trying. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Thank you. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hands. And we'll get you guys some envelopes. I love you guys so much. God is doing a new thing down in the inside of us. We just have to open up our hearts and accept it. God is doing some things down inside of us that we may be able to receive every blessing that he has already designed for us. Know that God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Again, the name of the sermon today is Growing Pains Perfects Patience. And keep that in mind, y'all. Keep that in mind. It's just maturing you while you're going through these changes and these struggles and these challenges and all this other stuff. It ain't doing nothing but helping you to receive every blessing that he has already designed for each and every last one of you. Individually, I love you guys so much. Thank God for Jesus. She went to go get you guys some water. We're gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering so that we can get ready to get dismissed. I'm not gonna tarry with you guys. I think I done healed y'all long enough. Y'all know I talk too much, but sometimes, boy, I just can't shut it up. Because I can't cut it off. I don't even be trying to cut it off. I just be trying to get what the Lord wants us to get so that it can keep us in a place of being encouraged. It can keep us in a place of continuing it on. And we are conquerors. Thank you, Jesus. If you gave offering for Cash App, please fill out an envelope and just put on your Cash App. Again, know that I love you guys. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so, so very much. Again, I pray that it was something said that would encourage you guys. I got some candy here up here too. If y'all want some, y'all know I'll be bringing it for the babies. Thank God for Shaquille. Yeah, we can make it through that struggle. We can make it through that thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's hold our tithes and offering up in here. You know, God said that we ought to give him 10% of our increase. So whatever you get, he wants us 10%. And offering is something totally different. Dear God in heaven, we come to you and we just want to thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us a man to even want to come into your sanctuary. We thank you, Father God, for being in our midst and speaking your word. We thank you for your spoken word as well as your written word. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in the sanctuary, cover them in your blood, and hide them behind your cross. Lord God, I'm asking you to complete your people, hold your people, continue to do what you do best, and bless your people, see about your people. God, even as the kids get ready to go back to school on this week as well as starting last week, I'm asking you to cover them and comfort them. Protect them, Father God, from that pedophile, that bully, that mean man. Protect them on today, Father God. Regulate their minds and their thoughts, Father God, that they can stay focused, Father. Regulate their minds and their thoughts, Father God, that they will look unto you, God, for all the things that they need, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would consider every prayer that's on an altar, even the ones that's on a wall. Lord, I'm asking you to consider even the hidden prayers on today, Father God. We tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and keep your angels around us, Lord. Even as we get ready to leave this place, Lord, let us return home just as we left it, which was safe. And even if we're traveling in other avenues or revenues, Lord, I'm asking you the highways, the byways, the trailways, the waterways, the waterways, the walkways, whatever way, God, that we will be safe. Let no hurt, harm, and danger come before us, around us, or even near us. But if by chance it do, Lord, I'm asking you to bind and rebuke any fatalities and anything, Father God, that may cause us to be in a place of paralyzing. Lord, I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want y'all to stop driving so fast. I promise you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. I want all you guys to come this way, everybody in the sanctuary. I want to make sure that I anoint everybody in here. Children's Church is canceled on this Friday, you guys, because it's going to run into breakthrough service. So we will not have no Children's Church, but we will have a women's forum on this week. It starts at 7 o'clock. Prayer starts at 6. Please, all women and no children whatsoever, because God be dealing with us about some things. Again, know that I love you and so do Jesus. And remember, this is the month of new beginnings. Begin again. Don't draw back. Again, know that I love you and so do Jesus. And please stay safe. And I speak blessings over your life.
Donna, pray for us. I speak blessings of health, blessings of wealth. And until I see you again,